We're back here on News Radio KMAN talking today with Major General D.A. Sims, 1st Infantry Division and Fort Riley Commanding General on In Focus. We're going to talk a little bit about Combat Aviation Brigade deployment. It's been a busy week for Pentagon announcements. We also saw this week that the Army announced the 1st Combat Aviation Brigade will be going to Europe. What can you tell us about this mission?
Yeah, so our Aviation Brigade here at Fort Riley will be gone in total. So we've sent one battalion last month. We sent to Korea to work in support of the Indo-Pacific Command, and we'll send the rest of the brigade over to the European Command. And they'll be spread out on the continent there, headquarters in the middle of the continent in Germany, and then with pieces that will be in a number of other countries, and they'll rotate around over the course of 9 months. But in support of our operations in Europe, it should be a great deployment. You know, this brigade has deployed there before. In fact, they were there a couple of years ago, came back 18 months ago, almost to the day. When they came back the last time. So they know the mission, they know where they'll be operating, and it should be a great opportunity to employ the skills that they take great time and effort in training.
Have you ever been to Germany? I've never traveled to Europe, but I'm curious if you've had the pleasure yet.
I have. I actually commanded a battalion and a brigade over there. So I all total about 5 years, and we loved it. I mean, loved it. The opportunity for, you know, travel was amazing. The things that we saw as a family were just incredible. And then our partners were just, they were awesome. I mean, it's hard to put into words how great they are and how much we enjoyed working with them all throughout Europe. And, you know, in this case, our aviation brigade is going to get a chance to do that. So they'll be, as I mentioned, all around Europe. They'll work with our partners in great extent. So it should be a really good opportunity for them.
Yeah. I've heard it's beautiful out there. Someday that's on my bucket list. We've seen a lot on Fort Riley social media about Operation Victory Wellness. What can you tell us about this program?
Yeah, this is a big deal here. You know, I mentioned the Aviation Brigade they came home 18 months ago, and they're deploying again. You know, the time at home goes very quickly, and we have found that for a number of our units. I'll give you another example. Is our 2nd Brigade just came back from Korea. And since the war on terror began, they have essentially deployed about every year to 18 months since then. They are back now and will be back for a couple of years, we think, before they'll be called on a standard rotation. And it's the first time in their case, and similar to our other units, they've had a chance to really just, you know, slow down is the wrong term. But, you know, we tell people, you know, we're trying to go slow to go smooth and to go fast. And, you know, slow is smooth, smooth is fast here. And what we're trying to do is concentrate on a couple things. One is individual resilience and strength. So looking at every individual and creating opportunities for them to grow across the 5 dimensions of strength: physical, social, spiritual, family, and emotional. And we've created a program to do that. So a number of times during the month where soldiers and leaders get a chance to work on that. And then two other things that go with it. One is we've created a block of time each month to increase the connections between people. So leaders to soldiers, soldiers to soldiers, to our families. We've just created time to do that. Where in the past, we were just go, 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 go. Now we're trying to pull back just a little bit, so we can maximize the opportunity to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another. One other facet of this that we kicked off back in January was what we call Victory Wellness Checks. So essentially, 30-minute counseling sessions for every military member on the installation. You know, we do a really nice job of providing health, mental health care, emotional health care for our soldiers and families. That does not mean that everybody takes advantage of it. And what we've done here is we have military family life counselors. So civilian contracted, they work for us and for the Department of Defense, who are here, who are counselors. They're you know, master's social work or psychologists. And we go and spend 30 minutes with them. We did all the leaders. So I did mine back in December. What we find is they actually turn into 45 minutes to 60 minutes. You know, you sit down and you start talking, And, you know, pretty soon the counselor's like, hey, listen, I don't want to cut you off, but I've got another appointment coming up. And what we're hoping people will learn are a couple things. One is counseling is a good tool. It helps you look at yourself and be introspective, and it's good to talk to somebody. A couple others are that, you know, there is no stigma associated with seeking mental health care. Now, I'll give you a great example. In these, because everyone is doing it, there's no stigma. When we tell people, listen, you can go see behavioral health, but, you know, not everybody is doing it, then what happens is people are like, hey, why'd that guy go see behavioral health? You know, when I go to the dentist, I have to go to the dentist every year. Nobody says, hey, I saw Sims up at the dentist. He must be getting, you know, he must have a root canal problem or something. They just don't say that because everybody has to go to the dentist. Now we're trying to attain the same thing with mental health care, and we're going to do it over the course of the year. So, you know, a pace that allows us to get to every service member and allows us to maximize the opportunity for them to spend good quality time with a counselor. And you know, I'm convinced it will make people better. We implemented this in another unit I was in. It was very successful. So we're hoping we'll see the same here. So Victory Wellness in general is about making ourselves and our organizations better. You know, just making ourselves and our organizations, and that includes our, you know, not just our soldiers, our military members, but our families and our DA civilians as well.
Yeah, there's no the price on mental health. It can't be you can't put a cost on it. Really, it's so important.
Brandon, I mean, that's a great point. You think in the Army we take value, or we value the fact that every morning we do physical training. Every morning, that's the way we do it. I mean, in every unit I've been, you know, between 6:30 and 8, you're doing physical training, and we're working on our body. But we rarely take any time during the month to work on our mind. And when you think about it, the hardest challenges that you have in life, it's not your legs that get you through it, or your arms, or the strength in your chest. It's the mental ability you have. It's your ability to withstand stress and move forward. And so we're taking time and doing that. The other piece is, you know, our operational tempo has been incredibly fast, as I mentioned to you before. And so we have young leaders who, you know, we're putting a lot of stress on our young leaders by, you know, maintaining this operational tempo. What we've tried to do here is take things off of the calendar so that they can do these things. The other piece of this, and it's not specific to Victory Wellness, but it's connected, is we're training on the individual through the small unit things. And so, you know, you mentioned those booms that are going on right now in the training area. Those are small unit training events. I mean, we're concentrating on the fundamentals at the small unit level to make ourselves really, really good. We're working to become real masters of our craft. Now that involves shooting cannons and it involves shooting tanks, and we certainly regret if we're keeping anybody awake. We like to call them the sounds of freedom. But that's our young men and women out there making themselves better, so they're ready and able to answer the call should it come.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one more topic here that we'll talk about here before we let you go. We saw the announcement here about Big Red 1 Year of Honor. We heard you have a special guest coming to Fort Riley next week on that as well.
We do. I'll tell you personally, I am really excited about the Big Red 1 Year of Honor. You know, what we're going to do over the course of the next 11 months is we're going to celebrate and commemorate the lives of the 37 amazing Americans who earned the Medal of Honor as a part of the 1st Infantry Division in the 100-plus years of the division's history. We're going to kick that off next week on Tuesday with Staff Sergeant retired Bellavia, David Bellavia, who's our only living Medal of Honor awardee. He's going to come back here to Fort Riley and help us kick off this year-long commemoration. It's going to be really neat. I mean, we've got, you know, we're going to ultimately, what we'll end up with is every month we'll have one day where we commemorate the individuals who earned the Medal of Honor that month. And then we're doing a number of panels, and those panels adhere to either victory, valor, or virtue, one of those three for the month. And so as an example, you know, this is a valor month. And so we've got Staff Sergeant Bellavia coming, and we'll talk about, you know, he will represent. Next month is a victory month, and so we've got a number of collegiate coaches right now who are coming to participate on the panel to talk about living lives of honor from that perspective. The next month is a virtue month, And so we have folks who are working with food pantries. We have people who are working with veterans communities, and they're going to come and talk about what it means to them to live lives of honor. We're hoping that what we do with this is we continue to connect our people to the division's history, that we increase our understanding of character, that, you know, we continue to build our character as a result of listening to folks. And these are military and civilian, not just military personnel who are going to be participating in these panels. And we're hoping as a result to continue to build our cohesion. So we're really excited about it. I'll tell you the last aspect of it is we're going to, you know, there are 37, as I mentioned, 37 who earned the medal. We will, by the end of the year, we will have renamed 37 streets on the installation after each one of these incredible men. So, you know, interestingly that we don't have names of streets already after these 37, but we will by the end of this year. We don't have any Medal of Honor awardees in the month of January. That's why we're starting in February. And the first one was awarded on February 16th, which is why we're kicking it off next Tuesday. So it's really going to be great. We're going to broadcast all this virtually. You know, due to COVID, some of this will be virtual for a while, but we plan to open it up later as we get on the other side of COVID, but maintain the virtual connection. So folks who are off post, who live around the country, who are interested, will be able to see some of these amazing people speak to our leaders.
Wow, how great is that? That's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to hear Mr. Bellavia talk. That's going to be just fantastic. Well, anything else before we let you go, Major General Sims?
No, listen, Brent, I just start where we finished where we started. I first of all, thanks for having me on today. Again, what an extraordinary community. I mean, the people that are listening to this right now are just, you know, I mean, literally the salt of the earth. And we are privileged to be, you know, in and around this community. We're extraordinarily happy to be a part of the community. And I look forward personally, Brandon, to get you out here. Will you come out and maybe you could attend one of the panels for Big Red 1 Year of Honor or something else. But thank you for having me on today. A real big deal to me.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it, and we'll look forward to it, and go Royals.
Go Royals.